Here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm having a chance to speak with Larry Hochheider, who is with the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, as well as serving as chairman of the National Corn Growers Research Committee. And Larry, first of all, tell me about when we look at this conference and the research and the information that's being presented, the importance of good agricultural research, especially in the area of corn and the utilization of corn.
Well, we all know that as corn farmers, we've been increasing our yields and our productivity over the last year. And in fact, I think it's all pretty well safe to say that we're looking at probably a record corn crop going into the year 10 here, with probably a large carryover going into the year 10 and 11 in excess of over 2 billion bushels. It's our concern at National Corn Growers that once we get past 2 billion bushels, these are price-depressing levels that will be to the point of unprofitability. So we have to look for new markets, you know, for what we can use with corn. As we all know, in the past, we can't just rely upon the livestock and the export market to bring us to a profit level. They're important to us. But if it wouldn't be for the ethanol part of what we're doing with nearly over 4 billion bushels of corn and how we can expand more industrial uses of corn usage, this is where the future's at. People are only going to eat so much meat and grain, and then we have to find other uses for it. So this is what this conference is really about.
Well, and this conference covers a variety of topics, and what we heard our keynote speaker say is that if we're going to achieve what he was calling the new green revolution, it's going to take all the areas of science. That includes biotechnology, that can include food research, that can include fuel research. There's not just any one that's going to achieve it all, but we've got a lot of that on display here.
Well, we do. Our keynote speaker was Dr. Gail Buchanan, who was the head of USDA's research department. And he pretty well said, too, that what we need is to concentrate upon the energy market of what agriculture can address. And very much is in line with that. What we're having to do is try to look at how we can take ethanol as a basic building block and move it into other sources than just fuel, whether there be industrial solvents, whether they can be used as ester compounds. It's a basic product, and ethanol is, and you can do so much more with it than just put it in your vehicle for fuel. So that's what we're here trying to figure out is, how do we blend either those alcohols at the right percentages, or how do we make that next leap into making corn more of an advanced biofuel?
Well, something we were talking about before starting this interview is how, in light of the fact that there are critics out there of using corn for ethanol or using corn for sweeteners, I mean, we can go, there's a whole list, you know. What a lot of people don't realize in the emotion of the moment is that these things are very interrelated. There's a lot of domino effect possibility if certain policies are enabled or changes are made in terms of the way that we consume or are able to produce products with this great renewable resource.
Well, a good point, and really is to make here is that whenever we make corn into ethanol, we have a wonderful co-product called DDGs, dried distillers grain. So for every 56 pounds of corn, we're getting 18 pounds of this animal feed. And there's new technology out there that's coming on fractionation, where we'll be removing the fiber from this also. And once we do this, we'll take the protein levels from the upper 20s levels into the mid 50% levels. And we can do things with corn oil yet, too, into making biodiesel with this. So all of these are potential markets for moving corn into more product values than just using it. And I've always said, and people, the critics of corn, of who like to say that we're burning our food or whatever, the reality is we still have a more wonderful co-product than sugarcane ethanol, because all they have is bagasse, and it's kind of like a woody mixture where they burn it and they use it for making electricity. That's fine for them, but we can't grow sugarcane here in the Midwest. We can grow corn, and we do an excellent job of it. And if you really look around the world at other places where corn is grown, whether it's South Africa, Argentina, China, wherever it is, we are by far some of the highest yielders of corn production in the world. The American farmer has done an outstanding job of moving corn yields up to a plateau that is the envy of the rest of the world.
So coming out of this conference then, what is it that national corn growers would like to see happen?
Well, we have to build a relationship with the research community on how we can move more products into the industrial areas. And we have some of the best minds here. I liked what Dr. Gail Buchanan said when I was talking to him before his speech. He says, don't expect Washington to have the answers for it. The best minds, he says, are right here in this conference. You have the university people. You have industry people. These are the research people. These are the people who will come up with the ideas, the suggestions of how we should need to go forward.
Great. Well, I think we are going to continue to see a lot of that type of good research come out from the looks of the program here. There's a lot still being done. So I'm hoping to have a chance to speak with some of these folks and maybe try to convert some of this highly technical information into one that even somebody like I can understand. Thank you again, Larry, for speaking with me here at the CUTC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.